B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm sitting in the back corner of this little trailer, minding my own business, and there's a knock on the door, and it's none other than Mr. Fred Swoop. What up, Fred?
What's up, JP? How you doing, brother?
I am great, man, but you don't like my Deshaun Watson comp.
No, that's so backwards, so wrong.
It's not that wrong. It might not be that right.
Here go the thing about Deshaun. Okay. Deshaun, even at Clemson, broke the pocket to pass the ball. Was he a runner? Yes, he's a legit running threat, but he don't lean on it and weaponize it like Jaden Daniels did. Okay. Like, I have never seen Deshaun Watson with a run over 50 yards. Okay. Like, so at the end of the day, my true comp for him is Randall Cunningham.
Randall.
Prime Randall Cunningham.
Both Eagles of them, Randall.
Yes, both of them have a elongated throwing motion. Both of them have a running style where they're not really they're more gliding.
Yeah.
They glide.
So gliding has been my word. He's not a make-you-miss guy, but he has these subtle changes of direction in the open field.
Yeah, it's similar to how Randy Moss ran. He was gliding so fast that we could not look at him and say, how fast is he moving?
Sure.
Well, Jaden has that same deceptive running style, and like you said, very slippery.
How about this? So the Randall comp.
Yeah.
Randall was listed 6'4", 212. So not tall, but not the biggest guy.
Yeah.
Jaden's listed 6'4", 210.
Same body type.
That's pretty similar. If you look at Jaden's numbers here, I'm sorry, if you look at Randall's numbers, especially from kind of those prime years, late 80s in Philly, I think Jaden might go over. Like, you look at Randall had three straight years where he made the Pro Bowl, where he's passing for 24 touchdowns, running for 440. One big difference, I would say, and this is a difference.
Era. It's a different era.
Well, quarterbacks, and I don't know if you heard the Mel Kiper audio. About
yeah, I did. I don't know what Mel told me. I stick to the draft.
Yeah, that was banana land. Mm. But quarterbacks did used to throw a lot more picks, and their completion percentages used to be way lower.
Yeah.
Now, a lot more is kind of a controlled passing game. Completion percentages are way up. Jaden's, I mean, never say never, but that Pro Bowl season for Randall that I just brought up, Randall threw 16 picks.
Yeah.
I don't think Jaden's ever going to throw 16
picks. Well, he takes care of the ball. Like, the one thing I can say is, first of all, let me talk about the Mel Kiper thing.
Yeah.
It's only two
people. Yeah, you're a defensive back.
Yeah. It's only two people in this world that get paid to be wrong. and it's Mel Kiper and the Weatherman. All right? It's no different between Partly Sunny
taking
and Partly Cloudy.
Taking shots at my guy Doug Cameron?
I'm just saying, what's the difference? Let me ask you, what's the difference between Partly Sunny and Partly Cloudy? Nothing.
Supreme Court Justice I think it's Potter Stewart has the ultimate line.
Yeah.
Now, he used this to explain pornography.
Yeah.
I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Yes.
I know the difference between Partly Sunny and Partly Cloudy, but it's hard to define.
Technically, it's no difference.
Sure.
Mel Kiper does this all the time where he goes and say, this player is going to dominate. We never seen a guy like Clowney. Yeah, we have. All right, I'm sorry. So at the end of the day, it's one of those jobs where it's a lot of error in it. So I give him that error.
Specific to Clowney, I'm curious if you agree with me. I think the best thing that happened for him, but what set him on a trajectory that he probably never
reached
lived
his
up
potential
to, when he knocked that kid's helmet off in the bowl game against Michigan.
So you're saying that one play of success,
because it just blew up so much, probably just because the kid didn't have his chin strap buckled and he hit him at the right angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think his career path, I think he's had a very good career.
Sure.
And I think it's similar to Chase.
I think
once you put these defensive end on this pedestal, and everybody thinks because they come out of college looking like Bruce Smith, they're going to have the same effect that Bruce Smith had from day one. And it doesn't happen. Like, I tell any franchise, if you're a franchise and you're leaning on your defensive end to win you championships, you're not going to win them.
Sure.
They're just football.
Yeah. Speaking of the football. Defensively, what are you seeing from this Commanders team? How do they get better?
I'm seeing a team that has a new coordinator. I'm seeing a team that has 70% new players. I'm seeing a team that's only played eight quarters of football together. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to step back. You got to realize this coaching staff, this ownership has nothing to do with the last 25 years of our post-traumatic stress, all right?
Sure.
And now we want everything microwavable, and we want them to be good now. No, it takes time. Like, the only way that we get better on defense is we problem solve together. Well, I can't problem solve unless we in the game together. Like, we have to see something once, twice, three times, and then we're like, all right, this is the best way for us to go about doing this. From the first game against the Bucks. You've seen the Bucks get in a lot of bunch formations. All right, we weren't boxing those formations. In the second game, we was boxing those formations. So I'm seeing the growth. But it's not going to happen with all these new players. Come on, what, we got four starters?
And it's not going to be linear.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, it could be.
You know, it's going to be up and down until they understand, one, Joe Witt's philosophy and how he wants things done. And two, as they play together, they will get better. It's like a boy band. Like, once you get them together, they need to work on the routine before we actually go do a concert.
I did like the adjustment they made, specifically against Neighbors, but
yeah,
against the Giants. They sat Mike Davis down.
Mm-hmm.
They put Benny St. Juice on him.
Yep.
Let Noah I work the other side.
Yeah, Igbenogany. You can't say that name?
He's Noah I for me. what is it? Igbenogany?
Igbenogany.
Okay.
I can't believe I can say a name better than you, JP. Come on now.
I think you go, at least until Forbes is back,
you
do the same thing this week. You
go
BSJ, Noah I, Samardzija, use your safeties how you want. How Jamar Chase doesn't seem
Jamar Chase
quite yet.
Yeah, the holdout. That's what happens.
Sure. They're saying T. Higgins should be back for Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
How concerning is this matchup specifically? Burrow, Chase, Higgins. Gesicki's playing well for them.
Yeah.
This new wideout they have, Yoshi?
Yeah.
Ayashivas?
Yeah, yeah, and they also have Burden.
Right.
Jermaine Burden. All right, so another rookie. Well, the thing about it is you do what everybody else doing to upset the stomachs of fantasy football owners all over the world, and you play two high safeties.
Yeah. Right? Mel's going to be screaming again.
Well, tell him to eat his pumpkin pie. At the end of the
day. He eats pie every day, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing?
I heard he eats pie every day, but I've had this back and forth with Logan Paulson about pumpkin pie as a theme, period. It's not a thing, JP. Do you love pumpkin pie is the question.
Love? No.
Do you eat pumpkin pie?
Probably a piece on Thanksgiving.
Listen, ain't we raised by our mom and dad not to play with food?
You think that's a play food?
Come on, we draw faces in it and set it on porches. Like, come on. Like, have you ever said, told your wife, I'll be right back, I'm going to the grocery store, and she was like, by the way, grab some pumpkin.
Of all the pies, right?
Yeah.
Pumpkin is way down my list.
First of all, it's last.
Yeah.
It's last.
Yeah, it might be.
Like, no other time do you eat slices of pumpkin.
Right.
All right, so it's just not. It's one of those. Is it a few?
My wife, though, weirdly likes pumpkin soup. You ever had pumpkin soup?
Never.
It's like big in Jamaica.
No, never. Can I ask you this?
I'm telling you, it's kind of good.
Is pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
I don't know.
Similar to a tomato. Tomato is a fruit.
I like tomatoes. I'd rather have tomato pie. Have you ever had tomato pie? It's really good.
No, I haven't.
It's not like dessert. It's like a lunch, but it's good.
So you do agree with me that tomato is a fruit?
I suppose there's a definition to this that I'm unaware of.
No, I'm, if it's a fruit, that means ketchup is the first smoothie. I'm just telling you.
You've been workshopping that one.
No, because when I do my investigations, I want to know what, why, and where.
What's your one seed for pie?
My one seed for pie, it's hard to turn down a good put-together apple pie. Let's be honest.
Sure.
I love peach pie, though. That's a
Southern thing. See, I like peach cobbler.
No, I love peach cobbler.
Yeah, that's one seed of cobbler by a mile.
I don't know, because peach cobbler and blueberry cobbler, it's a fight right there.
So blueberry pie is my one seed.
Well, yeah.
Blueberry pie, peach cobbler. My wife makes a blueberry and peach cobbler, which is banging.
Yeah, most definitely.
What do you got going? You're here doing podcasts or what?
No, we finna do a couple of shows right now. Do a couple of interviews, you know me.
You're welcome to hang out here as long as you want. B-Mitch has an event today, so I'm solo.
Well, you know what? Y'all do a good job of dodging each other. For y'all to have such a brotherhood and such a show. And plus, Skinny B-Mitch is everywhere now.
He's everywhere,
I think he's full of energy. He lost 20, 30 pounds.
He's doing the Howard Hampton game this weekend at Audi Field.
Oh, nice.
The battle of the real HU.
I have to let B-Mitch know this. I'm doing this shirt, and I'm going to wear this shirt probably for the next couple of years until they get these guys in.
The shirt you're currently wearing?
No, another shirt that I'm getting made right now, and it's called Damn Shame Hall of Fame. All right?
I'm
going to do Joe Jacoby, Brian Mitchell in the middle, London Fletcher on the end.
I like it.
And I think it's up to us as the fan base, it's up to us as the team to get these guys where they belong. It's a shame that London Fletcher numbers reflect Ray Lewis's, and he ain't in there.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I hate to say it. I played against Devin Hester, but he wasn't supposed to go in before B-Mitch.
Right.
All right, B-Mitch should have been the first returner to ever get that bust of his head, and that's going to be a big old head.
That's a big bust. You're going to have to mine some more copper or whatever, bronze.
And Joe Jacoby, come on. Well, what are you waiting on?
I not only am I with you, I got a guy that might be Todd Bradley or Tim Manley. Make us those shirts. Damn shame, Hall of Fame. Right. Those three faces on it. I'll wear it on TV. Fred will wear it everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping in, dude. Randall Cunningham is the comp. I got it.
Thank you, bro.